lest there should be among you man or woman, or family or tribe, whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God, to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood. For their vine is of the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. His archers compass me round about. He cleaveth my reins asunder, and doth not spare. He poureth out my gall upon the ground. Yet his meat in his bowels is turned. It is the gall of asps within him. It is drawn and cometh out of the body. Yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defenced cities, and let us be silent there. For the Lord our God hath put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against the Lord. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, Behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaned, is gone forth into all the land. He hath builded against me, and compassed me with gall and travail, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. Shall horses run upon the rock? Will one plough there with oxen? For ye have turned judgment into gall, and the fruit of righteousness into hemlock. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness, and in the bond of iniquity.